Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fifth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Vern Rule. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Law for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Little for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is called out on strikes. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Franco reaches second base with a double. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Franco scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble takes first base on ball four. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Patchy Orrick moves to third. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Bando reaches second base with a double. Castillo moves to third. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Little for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Pachioruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachioruk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pachioruk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Carter steals second. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gielen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Gielen moves to second. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-2 in the game. Little hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Castillo who is chasing the ball. Little reaches third base with a triple. Gielen scores. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Little scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Brian Clark now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baines moves to third. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Franco scores. Bernazard moves to third. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Dan Spillner now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tabler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Vukovich now playing right field. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Hewlett moves to second. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. One out. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher pinch hits for Brian Little. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Scott Fletcher now playing second base. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Pachyorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spillner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Bob James now pitching. Mike Fishlin pinch runs for Tony Bernazard. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Fishlin now playing second base. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gamble hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. John Cangalosi pinch runs for Oscar Gamble. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cangalosi moves to third. Jeff Barkley now pitching. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby has Cangalosi trapped. There's the throw to Bando and back to Jacoby, who tags Cangalosi for the out. Fisk moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into left field. Paciorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Carter steals second. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0 for 1 in the game. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 3 in the game. Law strikes out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Baines reaches second base with a double. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Walker is walked intentionally. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for John Cangalosi. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to third. Walker moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with James covering, for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 4 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Thompson now pitching. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Paciorek is hit by the pitch. Julio Cruz pinch runs for Tom Paciorek. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett bunts towards the mound. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Cruz moves to second. One out. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Luis Salazar pinch hits for Ozzie Guillen. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cruz moves to third. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Salazar reaches second base with a double. Cruz scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salazar. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Salazar steals third. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 4 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Salazar scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Bando and he is out, Fishlin applying the tag. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove pinch hits for Mike Fishlin. Rudy Law now playing left field. Scott Fletcher now playing shortstop. Julio Cruz now playing second base. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 4 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.